I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. We start in Iran. Ahead of February 14, opposition leader Reza Pahlavi called for a global day of action. The purpose? To show solidarity with Iran's Lion and Sun revolution. More than a million Iranians and supporters joined worldwide. Farshid Mahdi from Trans World Radio says,
they want that everybody in the world knows that Iran is different than Islamic Republic of Iran. Iran is different than this government and this Revolutionary Guard.
At the same time, Pahlavi attended the Munich Security Conference representing Democratic Iran. The event greatly encouraged Iranians facing persecution in the country. Meanwhile, TWR's Persian World Radio platform continues to bring gospel hope, pray for strength and freedom for the Iranian people. Then, Christian and Muslim holy days coincide this week. Today marks the start of both Lent and Ramadan. To an outsider, they might sound like the same season. Samuel of Redemptive Stories says,
for many Christians, Lent is a season of fasting, repentance, reflection, and preparation for Easter. For Muslims, Ramadan is a month of fasting, prayer, almsgiving, and heightened devotion to God. I want to make sure I say this clearly. These are not the same.
While the holidays share several similarities, Christians do not fast in order to earn God's favor. By contrast, Ramadan is obligatory for Muslims. Samuel describes four ways you can pray and reach Muslims at missionnetworknews.org.
Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." And during Ramadan, millions are physically hungry while spiritually seeking. That is not something to dismiss.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.